Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about things a lot more serious, and that is the shrinking GDP. Dr. Peter Bauer is an economist from the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
So what are generally the causes of a country's shrinking GDP?
The factors that we need to focus on here in the moment, especially in South Africa, and this particular latest score is actually a seasonal change. So economies go through ups and downswings. We have the seasonal patterns. And normally the quarter before December often shows a lower level of economic growth. So year-on-year growth is still positive for South Africa, but we saw in this particular season a shrink of about minus 1.5%. So if this trend was to continue, then we should be concerned. But as far as I'm concerned in the moment, this is just a pre-final quarter low growth rate, mostly stimulated by lower growth rates around the world brought on by COVID and other factors. And then, of course, you know, what is actually happening overseas.
Mm. So how are we doing on the ground? What are we seeing?
On the ground, not so great. We have a few challenges to deal with. One of them has been unemployment. Unemployment rates have grown. We're looking at, especially the biggest fear right now is the youth unemployment, which is just sitting at about, let's say, 64 to 65%. Labor absorption is very, very low during the course of the year. The COVID impacted us quite harshly. We looked at a drop of about, we lost about two and a half million jobs, just over 2 million jobs since the beginning of 2019. And many of these jobs are not recoverable in the moment. So we're finding that there are people who have been unemployed for very long periods of time. We're finding young people leaving school, exiting university, trying to enter the workplace, but they just can't find employment opportunities. And that is really a big challenge for us.
Which is so fascinating because there's so many areas of industry that are desperately short of people.
Yes, that's correct. Much of it, as I sort of like mentioned just a little while ago, much of our growth relies on what is actually happening and the rates of growth in the rest of the world. So, for example, if you see high levels of growth in places like China or Europe, Europe is one of our largest trade sectors. Brexit obviously had a big impact on that. The relationships between Europe and USA have played a role, and, of course, the relationships between Europe and China play a very big role. So as long as we've seen growth there, it's been pulling South Africa along. There's a lot of the growth that has been taking place, particularly is unfortunately a structural situation. So we are seeing the kind of employment that we are creating are still very skill based. So we're finding that people without sufficient levels of skill or low levels of skills also have a tendency to find it more difficult in the moment to find work. And that's just the nature of the growth of the industry that we have. Yet, in this latest quarter, trade and manufacturing have both been big contributors towards the lower growth rate. On the trade side, it makes sense because of the lower household income. That has dropped down by about 2.5%. And the fuel prices and the food prices have all sort of increased as well, adding towards lower available household income. And that, of course, impacts on spending patterns.
In terms of the looting, that obviously had a major negative impact. But a couple of insurance people that I've spoken to who explained the payouts and how much rebuilding will be happening, do you think that we'll see a bit of a, not a benefit to the looting, because that sounds a bit strange, but a positive impact maybe on all of the payouts and the rebuild sometime in the next year?
Oof. You know, I'm actually hoping that from an expansionary policy, we will see more positive impacts overall. Anything in terms of some sort of expansionary policy that we've seen governments implementing over the last while will have positive impacts on us. I think we have to really take a look at how things are going to be panning out for the rest of the world. You see the conflict between Russia and Ukraine in the moment, the Belarus-Russia involvement in this. We've seen also a problem with real estate and banking real estate in China. those kind of changes are going to be shifting investor confidence. And a big thing we need to focus on in South Africa as well is how the investors are going to perceive our emerging markets. And emerging markets are definitely perceived as being on the upper end, like sort of emerging markets are seen as growth centers. And despite the fact that we haven't grown as in terms of lab absorption, but we're growing. But I believe that we are still in that emerging market wave, and we will grow with that. So I'm optimistic about how we will pan out over the next year or two. And there are a few things that are going to be playing a role in this. One of them being COVID, another one being the reputation, like, you know, how we deal with the large unemployment problem and how we maintain sort of, shall we say, social stability.
Are we going to be able to deal with our unemployment problem without dealing with the skewed labor laws that protect the rights of workers and deter hiring?
Yeah, you know, the labor rules are rather restrictive. I feel that it would be a positive move towards lightening up on our labor regulations somewhat. I think that is definitely impacting us, but I also do believe that we definitely can. We've got the potential for growth. We really do. And I just think that if we can, as I mentioned just a while ago, if we just can keep the social stability going, and we can sort of see policies directed towards freeing up our economy and less threat on property rights, etc., we'll possibly be able to see a mitigation of some of these issues that I've been developing.
Let's hope that you are right. Dr. Peter Bau, economist from the University of Johannesburg, talking to us about South Africa's GDP. Thank you for that.